Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of 10-4. My name is Brian Keller, and today our episode is about no more late surprises. So today I'll be showing you a bit about how Team Foundation Server 2010 becomes a more agile platform for generating reports that can help you steer your projects. So if you use Team Foundation Server 2008 today, then you already know that we ship a lot of great out-of-the-box reports that can help you take all the data that you're putting into the system, your source control, your work items, your builds, and then use that to generate reports that can help you better steer your projects. So one example on the left-hand side here, you see basically what's what we refer to as the dark matter report. So this is how much additional work has crept into your iteration that wasn't originally planned there to begin with, and it might actually be forcing planned work out, because as you're going on, the customer is giving you additional requirements, or you're just uncovering additional work that that has always been in the system, but you've never discovered it until you actually got into doing the actual work. So that's one useful report. Another example here is the second report, which is the fault feedback ratio. So if I am a tester and I assign a bug to a developer, and the developer goes out and fixes that bug, then it's my job as a tester to confirm that bug is actually fixed correctly. Well, if you have a high fault feedback ratio, that indicates that the testers are finding mistakes even after the developer has already supposedly fixed the bug. And so that might indicate a problem that you want to go investigate. And then finally, we have just a report that shows the active work items that are in the system. So that's in red. So that's actually the developers are completing their work on time. But then the yellow work items in the system, that's indicating work that's on the tester's plate to go out and confirm that this work is behaving correctly. And we have a bulge in the system here. So what that means is you might want to have additional testing resources assigned to help really bring this project to the end and make sure that everything's properly tested. So these are three out-of-the-box reports. There's a ton of other great reports that ship with Team Foundation Server 2008. But the problem that a lot of customers face with 2008 is that it's really difficult to generate your own reports, for starters. So writing reports either against the schema or against the SQL Server reporting services is very difficult. Even our experts within Microsoft who write the reports that we ship have a hard time doing this, and it takes about a week to generate each one of these reports. And if you find that you've ever needed to change the process template, so the workflow or the work item fields that ship with Team Foundation Server, then you might actually be breaking those valuable out-of-box reports. And so you have to go out and recreate those reports. And because reporting is such a key capability of Team Foundation Server, we really want to make it much easier for you to be able to build reports and maintain reports as your process evolves. And so in today's demo, I'll be showing how Team Foundation Server 2010 is addressing this by really making reporting a much more agile function of using Team Foundation Server 2010. So I'll be showing two capabilities. One is being able to report from a work item query. So writing work item queries, we know is fairly straightforward and easy to do, but we want to be able to report from that query, and we've got a great new capability that helps you do that. And then second, I'll show how you can then take those reports and then add additional capabilities by reporting right against the work item schema, the reporting schema that exists in the data warehouse. So we'll do that, and then the one last capability that I won't show you today because it's not linked up just yet is being able to take those reports and then publish those back to Microsoft Office SharePoint services. So once you have a report created in Microsoft Excel, it's very easy to take that report and share it with the rest of the team and make it reusable just by publishing that to Moz. So let me jump in and show you what we're talking about here. So my demonstration today is going to be pretty quick, and what we'll do first is we'll first open up an existing work item query. And so this is my work items. So this is a list of all the work items within this project that are currently assigned to me and are currently not closed. And so this might be an interesting a list of work items that I want to look at it on a regular basis. But for generating my report, I'm actually interested in all of the work items across all the different projects that are on this Team Foundation server. And so I can quickly manipulate this query to remove the existing project clause, and that will then scope this across the entire Team Foundation server. And let's say that I'm interested in all work items that are currently assigned to me, even if they're in a closed status, because maybe I want to see some trends over time. So once again, I can just remove the closed clause from within here. And once that's gone, I can go ahead and refresh this query. and down below I get a list of all of my results. And so this is nice, but it's in a grid view. It's not very graphical. It's hard for me to quickly analyze and understand exactly what's going on. It doesn't give me any indication of how this work relates over time. And so what I can do is I can then take this work and select it and say create report in Microsoft Excel. And what you'll see is I get a new wizard that asks me what types of reports I'm interested in. And there's two types of reports. There's current reports and there's trend reports. The current reports basically give you a snapshot of all of that work regardless of time. So all the work that I just showed you, tell me, you know, what's the count by priority, count by stack rank, and you'll see that in a minute. So the trend reports, on the other hand, show me how that work is trending over time. And so that can be really important because, for example, if I have a lot of bugs that are coming in last minute, then it might mean that we've got an unstable project. So in reality, we should make sure that our bugs are coming in at the beginning of our iterations. Any number of questions you can answer by having access to a good trend report. And so I'll just select the reports that I'm interested in and go ahead and tell Excel to generate these reports, and it will crunch away and generate a bunch of tabs that give me very rich information about those work items that I just selected. And so once that's done, I get a really nice snapshot, and I can quickly browse through each one of these different reports. And so we'll start with a stack rank. Not very interesting, just, you know, it looks like all the work items within my particular project have the same stack rank. So I should really do a better job moving forward of stack ranking my work items so that I can better prioritize. But here we have work item count by priority. And so work item count by priority gets to be kind of interesting because you can see how the various work breaks down. So you can see, like, for example, I've got a rather large chunk of work that's in priority one category, and then priority two, and then we're really not using the priority three or priority four very much. But over on the right-hand side, if you're familiar with pivot tables in Excel 2007, then you're already starting to be familiar with what you're looking at here. On the right-hand side, you can see what's effectively the schema for the Team Foundation Server reporting warehouse. And as I scroll down here, you can see a bunch of friendly names for everything from the work item fields to the workflow states that a work item might go through. And so let's assume that I wanted to then filter this particular chart based on the area path that was assigned to this. So the area path, if you're not familiar in Team Foundation Server, that might be scoped by project and then scoped by a particular feature. So like within Visual Studio, when we develop that, you might have an area path assigned to the C# team, another one to the Visual Basic team, another one to the Team Foundation Server team, and then you can get even more granular beyond that. So at this point, if I wanted to add area path as a filter for this pivot chart, then what I can do is I can just select that, and it shows up and then quickly refreshes my graph. And now what I can see is I can see all the work that's assigned to the Dinner Now project by priority one and to the Lucerne Publishing project by priority one and priority two and so on and so forth. So very quickly I can report right against the schema. If I wanted to generate reports from scratch against the schema, it'd be very easy too. We're just trying to make that really user-friendly for you to work with. And so moving along, just to see the rest of the reports in here, you can see here's a report by work item type. And so I've got bugs, requirements, tasks. I can just quickly see how that breaks down. We can see reports based on by the state. So active, closed, proposed, resolved. By stack rank. And it's important to point out that that if you make changes to your process template, then those changes can be reflected in these reports right away. So we're not using anything hard-coded here. We're reporting against your actual work items, which are bound to your actual process template within Team Foundation Server. Now what you're looking at is a trend report, and so now you can start to see the data as it trends over time. For my particular project, I don't have a ton of interesting data in here, but you can imagine that for a real project, you would actually see ebbs and flows between work that's being created by the developers, testing work that's being done, bugs that are flowing back and forth, and you can see some really nice graphs in there. But this just gives you a taste for what it is that we're delivering in Team Foundation Server 2010. The other thing that I could do if I had everything linked up on my virtual PC here is I could then take one of those charts and I could publish that back to Microsoft Office SharePoint Services. As I mentioned before, all you have to do is just basically right-click on that report within Excel, and then you can say publish, and it prompts you for the location of a MOS URL to actually publish that to, and that becomes a web part that you can then use within the dashboards that you're creating. So very, very cool, and as you can see, within just a few minutes, you can generate these reports and then publish those and share them with the rest of your team. So that just about does it for this episode. No more late surprises. Be sure to check out more episodes on Channel 9 at channel9.msdn.com/shows/104. And as always, we welcome your feedback, and we will see you next week.